This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. A contest over an Air Force contract will affect billions of dollars, thousands of jobs, and quite possibly the lives of U.S. troops. It's the battle over who builds an Air Force tanker plane. Boeing lost the contract and filed a protest. Northrop Grumman and a European partner won the contract, and Northrop CEO Ronald Sugar essentially told Boeing to stop blaming the ref.
It's easy to take one or two things. You can show a replay of a basketball game and show a shot that was blocked, and maybe it was a foul and it wasn't a foul. Another guy may have stepped out of bounds. At the end of the day, you play a game by the rules. When the game is over, there is a decision, and you move on.
But Boeing is not moving on. And after the Northrop leader spoke to us, Boeing executive Mark McGraw came by our studios, too.
I think we were clearly stronger in mission capability. We were definitely lower risk. The Air Force manipulated the cost data, overly inflating our costs and lowering Northrop's. And this integrated fleet assessment that really looked at how tankers operate in real-world situations, we were able to do those missions with less airplanes, we burned less fuel, we used up less bases, and where we ended up in situations where a country might deny the use of a base for some geopolitical reasons, we were still able to do all the missions, where Northrop, in many cases, their airplane could no longer do the mission.
You said that the Air Force manipulated the cost findings. What motivation would the Air Force have to falsify the intelligence, so to speak, about which plane is better?
The one cost factor that was to be looked at was most probable life cycle cost.
How long it lasts, whether you have to replace it soon or later.
We provided commercial pricing data to the Air Force far beyond what is required, and the Air Force would just never accept that data. And they artificially inflated our numbers.
But when you say the Air Force manipulated it, the implication of that word is they didn't just have a disagreement with you. They went out of their way to fake this.
What they do is called risk you up. If they don't accept your number, they'll add to it.
They risk you up.
And what they did was they kept risking us up to make our numbers bigger. And they actually even lowered Northrop's numbers at the end.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. And that's why we're finding out through the protest. I mean, a lot of our protest, so there's been a lot of talk about what's going on in the Hill and jobs and national security, but that's kind of a parallel activity to what's going on in the protest, which is really about how we think we were not treated fairly in the evaluation. And if we would have been treated fairly, we clearly would have won this competition.
I'd like to know why you suspect that would happen. And you could say, well, it's lobbying. They had better lobbyists or something. But we should be frank. Boeing is a long-standing company with long-standing ties with the U.S. government. You guys get along really well, it seems. You know who the players are. It's hard to believe you were just out-lobbied. Why would they be motivated to deliberately distort their findings here?
Well, obviously, if at some point somebody got attracted to the other guy's airplane, you're going to try to make the evaluation support that decision. They could have been enamored with the fact that the initial development cost was much lower for the Northrop aircraft than ours. We admit that. And that's because, frankly, we were giving the Air Force a very capable airplane right from the beginning.
Whereas they're offering something that's cheaper up front.
They're offering a pretty much a stripped-down airplane with a plan to kind of get to the airplane the Air Force wants sometime in the future. But the Air Force didn't ever seem to add the eventual bill to create that.
Northrop CEO sat in the same chair where you're sitting and said, hey, 60% of this plane is going to be made in the United States. Was he wrong about that?
I can't refute his numbers. It probably is right, but I know 85% of our airplane is done in this country.
So you're saying your airplane is not entirely American, but is more American in its source and in its technologies.
In other words, we admit, you know, there are some international components of the basic 767 airplane we start with. But that's just 15% of the product.
A couple of other quick questions. Because these arguments have been raised in Boeing's defense, should national security decisions be made based on whether there's a few thousand more jobs in the United States or in Europe, which is not exactly an enemy of ours?
Well, I think jobs should be a factor, and I think people are going to look at that now that we've had a series of these major defense programs be now sourced overseas.
But it's not like, you know, it's not going to Saudi Arabia, it's not going to Iran, it's not going to China. Is that really a concern?
Well, I think it should be because, unfortunately, you know, some of these countries in the past have not agreed with U.S. policy. They potentially could withhold spare parts and equipment if they don't agree with us. And it's hard to predict what's going to be out there in 10, 20, 30, 40 years as far as political support.
When you look at the motivations for what happened, we should mention a little bit of recent history. That Boeing originally had a plan to lease tankers to the Air Force. It was denounced by a number of people, among them Senator John McCain. It became something of a scandal. The whole deal was dropped, and that's how we got into this competition to buy a tanker instead for what seemed like a more economical price. Do you believe that on some level the Air Force was punishing Boeing, that it just didn't seem right that Boeing would end up getting this contract after having been a bad actor allegedly before?
I would sure hope not. Obviously, wrongs were done. The company paid a big price.
Two people went to prison.
I think we paid our penalty for that. So I would hope nobody at this point is still trying to punish us.
How optimistic are you in the end that this protest with the Government Accountability Office is going to get you anywhere?
Well, protests are, they're an uphill battle, no doubt. But I can tell you,
even if the GAO agrees with you, that doesn't necessarily change anything.
True. But as we discover what really went on through this process, I am getting more encouraged every day that we have some very legitimate arguments that we were not treated fairly in this competition.
Mark McGraw of Boeing, thanks for coming by.
Thanks.